Hello?
Mr. President, Jack DeHoover, 9-1.
Edgar.
Yes, Mr. President.
You've been studying what's going on in this Foreign Relations Committee on the CIA and...
Yes, I have.
...defense and the FBI and so forth?
Yes, I saw the resolution.
I was rather surprised that McGee and Sparkman and even Tom Dodd didn't... They turned their proxies over to Fulbright.
Yes, I was very much surprised at that. Because up to the present time, it seemed to have been concentrated directly against CIA. It now takes in the entire intelligence community.
No, they're after CIA first, and they're after you second.
They're
after anybody that's after the communists.
That's very true. I think that's very true.
You just better bear that in mind, and you better watch it, and you better put out some statements that ain't nobody going to supervise you.
Well, I'll take care of that, all right.
All your friends are upset about it, and I was talking to Senator Russell, and he said, "My God, I never saw anything as far-reaching they're going." But as soon as somebody takes a little argument, well, they start smearing him, and
yes,
I think you had them on committee and supervising everything you did, and you had to go turn it over to them. Well, God help you. I had three people today to make a decision in Vietnam, and by God, the only three knew it before, 10 minutes before I made it, I got a letter from a fella on that subject urging me not to make a decision.
Is that so?
That just shows you can't keep anything.
It's just like a sieve, these government agents.
That's right. I just thought you better be alerted, and you better do what you can.
Well, I certainly will.
You better get on that and look at that Senate like a fine-tooth comb, and you better just whisper in some of them's ear that I got you. You're not going to end your career by turning over everything your country's got to a bunch of blabbermouths.
Absolutely not, because it'll be in the paper, and all the internal security work will be for nothing.
Thank you.
Fine. I'll take care of it, Mr.
All right.